Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bit and Skin Show presents The Fort Worth Report. The Bit and Skin Show will always be wherever you go. The Bit and Skin Show will always love you so. Fort Worth. Huh? Fort Worth.
Thank you, Kay. So, the first story that I want to get into actually happened west of Fort Worth, but I discovered the story
west of Fort Worth
when I was browsing the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
Great paper.
So you can thank those guys for giving you this content.
Great paper.
Now, I could give you context, but I want to give you details on the story after I play you the audio. This is audio from Nathan Hawkins on Facebook. I'll tell you his company, what he's doing, what's happening. Listen to this 20 seconds, though.
So this is our first big one, a big male. Not sure which one to get. There's actually one right to my left, too, that's off camera. I think I should probably get that one right now. But yeah, I'm guessing there's probably 30 or 40 rattlesnakes under here. Been working here for roughly an hour. Probably removed close to 20 snakes. And they're still everywhere.
Oh, how many did he say?
40?
30 to 40?
Yeah. This is in Albany, Texas, between the cities of Baird and Albany, Texas. Albany is near Abilene, okay. If that helps you. Albany, had some of my really good basketball and football games.
They pitch around you in baseball, too.
Oh,
they didn't want no part of you.
They didn't throw to me.
Is it,
the baseball team is
garbage, too.
Isn't this the area where they have all the big rattlesnake roundups, and we did that story on that?
I don't know,
I think it's
but
that
it's
area.
West Texas. No, it's not West Texas. It's
west of
Central.
Texas.
What was that guy's name? Jackie?
Texas.
Jackie something?
Jackie Moon.
Jackie something.
Jackie Snakes?
Now, Jackie Snakes.
That's from a company called Big Country Snake Removal. And
that's a great name.
Basically, a guy's living in his house.
Bryant Reeves comes out. Mm-hmm.
He's living in his house, and he thought that he had a couple snakes living under his house, which is very common out in the country.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine who lived out in the country, and he said that he could sometimes hear the snakes in the walls.
Oh, my God.
Is this Chum Bucket?
No, it wasn't. and we shouldn't talk about Chum. But he was like, it was like a situation where he could hear him, but he said he could, like, at night he'd be asleep and he could wake up and he...
Oh, I'd never sleep.
But, you know, in the country, you kind of desensitize yourself to that type of stuff.
You shouldn't, because you'll get killed by rattlesnakes.
That's how you die.
No, but that's it's like that whole thing of, do you ever get used to what's around you? Like, in other words, if you know, okay, hey, rattlesnakes suck, but you've lived there for 10 years and you hear a rattle frequently, but you've never been attacked, you will become numb to that. Like, it'll be just like the same as an air conditioning hum or something. It'll just become a part of your everyday life because you hear it every day.
You're saying it's the whole idea of, like, having a fire. Like, you always have a fire, so you know not to go stick your hand in it. You're saying you're aware it's there. You're just going to avoid the rattlesnake.
Yeah, it's not going to shock you every time. It's going to be just a part of the soundtrack of your existence.
A rattlesnake is only going to attack you if it's threatened. Like, if you step on it, they're not going to come eat you at night or whatever. They're going to come bite you.
I don't think they're looking for you, no. I think they're wanting to just chill.
They're looking for rats.
They're looking for rats, but what if they're going? They jump up in your bed and you move your foot a little bit, and they're like, oh, there's a mouse.
Or you're wearing, like, mouse slippers.
Yeah. Or you're like Choppy. You're like Choppy. You don't wear anything to bed, and they're like,
yeah, that's bad luck.
There's another snake.
Yeah, it's bad
luck.
There's
a worm.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I think about that sometimes. Like, hey, what if who knows what happens at your house when you're gone, right?
What?
Think about that. Well, I guess I live alone, so it's a little more different.
What are you suggesting?
Somebody's rifling through your underwear drawer.
Well, like, hey, what could happen? Something could fall through a vent. We've seen all these stories. A guy's ceiling collapsed and a snake fell down through it.
KT told me that he fantasizes that when he's at work, a bunch of hot women go through his underwear drawer and giggle, and then they leave.
Looking for panties.
And they giggle. They smell it. They put it on their head like it's a bad Cleveland Browns fan in the day. sleeping on a paper sack and frowning because the franchise is so bad.
They were not wearing panties on their head.
And they're actually turning that thing around.
So Nathan Hawkins, who is with the big country snake removal. Mm-hmm. Sorry, big country. Not big city.
Yeah. Big city snake removal. They don't have a lot of business.
So he crawls
out. Going out of business.
He gets the phone call from the homeowner.
What?
And he has a pair of tongs. That's all he has is a pair of tongs, a flashlight, and a cell phone camera.
So they're going out there wearing thongs.
No, two snake tongs.
Oh, okay.
Long snake tongs. That's all.
Did you say flashlight, long snake tong?
Two tongs.
That's a great name.
And two a cell phone Jones. Camera.
You meant long snake tong?
He's over here eating something.
Now, there were over 40 Western Diamondbacks.
Ooh.
Some were coiled up. And he just went at him gently, Goldschmidt. One by one. He started to grab one, pulling him out, grab another one, pull him out.
What are those tongs?
Grab another one, pull him out. He said he was in there for over 2 hours.
God, what do you do with them when you get them? You just stick them in a bag?
Pillowcase.
You know, I'm sure they have a bag, probably. Now, some people...
Snake bag?
I've seen boxes as well, like a safe. Mm-hmm. I've seen people have those as well.
A safe? A snake safe?
That would suck. Every time he pulls one out, he'll redo that little code. It takes forever. And then... well,
no. It's
so heavy. It's so impractical to move around.
Well, you guys, he's going to have to stay here forever.
You want to have it locked. Back in Olney, my mechanic, I guess, Chuck.
Whoa, you have a mechanic.
And in a small town, there's like three.
Mechanic Chuck?
So I went to Chuck, and Chuck used to go out as he became one of the local snake catchers. I mean, there were some guys who were kind of competing for the title.
That's a great story.
It was like the dumbest conversation I've ever had.
I mean, I'm sorry, guys, you can't fathom what it's like to live out in the country.
It's
I'm
a
sorry.
Great story.
But well, hold on.
I mean, there was election and everything. Yeah. It was
he was one of the local snake catchers.
He's not my snake catcher.
How many local snake catchers were there?
There are two or three.
I called big city snake catchers, personally.
When I grew up.
It's a town of 400. There's that many snake catchers in a town of 400?
My neighbor, my direct neighbor, when I was a kid, and he died when I was probably
my
five
neighbor?
Or six, but Shorty.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Another death story?
It's amazing.
You're surrounded
by
death.
He was 90.
Every story you tell involves somebody in Olney that died.
Because people die over time.
Dude, he grew up in the 1900s where the life expectancy was much shorter.
I'm like, dude, I grew up around way more people. I know like three or four dead people.
Yeah.
KT, bringing the room down.
Every 7 minutes, you're telling a story about a dead guy.
Aren't you privileged to not have all these people around you die?
There's just no good health care out there. And so people are dropping like flies.
So, no, his name was Shorty, and he was... He was awesome too, and he had the thing. And he came over and got a copperhead out of our yard one time, and he was kind of the town snake catcher at the time. Now he died, and someone's got to take over.
Uh-huh.
So I remember being—I was probably junior high, maybe fifth or sixth grade—and went over to Chuck's house, and he had all his rattlesnakes in a box. That's the whole point of the last 4 minutes we spent. I was trying to get
That's
to the
good
point
story.
That
I like that.
Chuck kept his in a box.
We had to work in some quips,
a lot of quips. Now. That was very telling to me, though, because you hear them, and they're all in there, and they're doing their thing. They're rattling.
In a little, like a shoebox, or like,
no,
is
like
it
a
safety?
Big, like
is
a
safe?
Big wooden safe. Oh, okay. Like maybe like a toy chest or something.
Okay.
I guess.
What a terrible surprise when a kid goes in there for a toy.
Yeah, right? And he kept a lock on it. And what they would do is they would take the venom, they would, you'd take them to the local animal people, I don't know, the animal control people, and they take the venom out.
You had part animal, part humans out there, animal people?
And I think they would also cook. I think sometimes they would go cook them too.
They'd go cook the animal people?
Have some rattlesnake.
Oh.
Would they suck the venom out?
Of the animal people?
No, that's what I'm saying. You take them to the animal people, like it's the animal control people, and they put the thing in the tooth in like a tube.
Is the snake dentist?
Yeah.
Is the bottom part animal or the top part? Like, is it a centaur or a minotaur?
it's like a animal control person.
Are you understanding this, Ben?
Well, in the city, they have big animal control shelters. You don't have that in the country.
Yeah. You have half part animal, part people out there doing that work.
And a ton of snake catchers.
Okay, so you guys had a dangerous copperhead in the yard. Are you comfortable around a snake?
No, not at all. I hate snakes. Yeah. Yeah. No snakes at all. I know people who will stick their hand in a hole in the ground and pull out a rattlesnake. Like they had
a rattlesnake.
So there was also some people who were building a big gym actually, out in the country, but a big gym to where like an alternate gym for either the junior highs or an alternate gym for the boys and the girls high school would alternate as an extra gym. But to build that, they had to kind of clear the area because they lived out a little ways out of town, 3 or 4 miles out of town into the country, and they had to clear the area of rattlesnakes. I know a guy, I mean, I grew up with a guy.
You can't have those snakes working out and getting real buff.
No,
he would just
cocked D.
He would just pull his hand into a rattlesnake hole, put his hand full into a rattlesnake hole, pull and really? Just pull out a rattlesnake.
In this day and age,
and like won't shocking. Like it's like no big deal.
By the tail?
Yeah.
You sure no, not going to do it by their mouth.
You grab it by the rat.
However you get it, but he could handle it somehow. And
God, dude. That's why I like watching Bear Grylls. I watch guys like
that. He doesn't do anything with snakes.
I'm saying.
Bear Grylls to Chuck the Snake Catcher and only.
Bear Grylls is coming back, by the way, and the details of his new show look like the worst show ever.
Oh, I'm in on it.
We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
No,
I'm
in. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be the best show.
Why is he doing Choose Your Own Adventure on Netflix? We'll discuss tomorrow.
Run out of ideas.
He's just an adventure guy.
I've seen Bear Grylls catch a snake with his bare hands, kill it, eat the snake meat, pee into the carcass pee into the snake skin, and guzzle it.
That is the weirdest act of pleasure I've ever heard of.
He's telling you how to survive in the wild, sir.
You don't got to pee in a snake carcass to survive.
He's famous for peeing on things.
He's saying if you get dehydrated.
Surviving Bear Grylls.
He's saying if you're dehydrated in the desert and you come across a snake, you can eat the snake and use the snake skin as like a cup.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweet?
There's Bear Grylls singing to a snake carcass.
KT,
I would be in if he did a musical. If Bear Grylls' new project was a survival musical, and he sang things like this as he was up on stage with a bunch of Oompa Loompas.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweet?
I would be in on that show.
Listen.
He's crawling.
I want to get your number, Bear, because I'd like to give you a call. You guys always discredit Bear.
Yeah.
Bear's great, dude.
He's a fraud.
He stayed in a hotel one time.
I do have him ranked higher than Chuck the Snake Catcher from Olney.
I also discredit
Les Stroud.
If I give you my email address, will you promise never to share it?
Absolutely. You're the best, Bear.
Oh, you're sweet.
You're awesome.
So he's got
removed his one of his buttocks.
what are you talking about?
Bear was convinced that if someone got a hold of that AOL.com email address that he had, it'd get blown up.
By the way, that's
got mail.
That story he's telling, his cameraman got bit by a snake.
Yeah.
And they were used to
they're in the walls.
They were used to being around snakes all the time. And they removed his buttocks. Do you hear what he's saying? They had to remove one of his cheeks.
They removed one of his buttocks in the end.
If I was a real expert, I would never let that happen to my camera guy.
Yeah, no doubt. Saying. Why didn't he protect him?
He's too haters.
Busy at the sauna.
Take one for the team.
He was getting some sauna time.
You guys are haters. You're extra mean to him because you know I like him. Coming up next, let's get the Dallas Cowboys news.
Well, Ben got the whole nine yards with it.
That's right, buddy. Love you. Whoa. Love you, Bear.
You said yards?
Yep.
All 9 yards.
Coming up next, Cowboys news of the day. Tyrone Crawford, Robert Quinn, and more next.
Ben, hi, Bear.
Hey, Bear. Thanks. Hold on. I'm in the middle of something.
Break. Shut him up.
I'm in the middle of something right now.
Jeez, man.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.